You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, United Way of Greater Cleveland mobilizes our community to advance education, income, and health. Join us and live united at UnitedWayCleveland.org. Want to take you inside the locker room. Our own Jameer Howerton doing that for you on a regular basis on this show today. Sitting down with strong safety, having an outstanding year, TJ Ward. Take it away, Jameer.
Thanks, Vic. TJ, as the team turns the page from last week's loss to the Bengals, what was head coach Rob Chizinski's message to you guys as you prepare for Steeler Week?
We just got to get better. We didn't have a good game, and it happens. We got to focus on this week. It's a whole new week, and we got to just get back on that horse and ride.
And with those communication breakdowns, how do you guys plan to approach practice this week?
I think we just want to take one day at a time. Focus on having a good week, every day making a good practice. We don't want any bad practice in between. Focus on the details, focus on our jobs. Do your job and everything will take care of itself.
Now, when you talk about doing your job, what are the little things that you're going to do this week to get better?
I'm going to focus on different techniques. I'm going to focus on getting better breaks out the middle of the field, make sure I wrap up a lot more during the week, focus on tackling because I took some chances last week that I normally wouldn't do, but it was crunch time, and I was trying to make a play. And sometimes, that can be bad, and it wasn't too good last week. So I'm definitely going to try and improve on that and my mental capability, learning the defense, learning some more positions.
And, TJ, with it being Steeler Week, how excited are you for this opportunity? A lot of young players in this locker room don't know the magnitude of this rivalry, but you do. How excited are you for this week?
I'm very excited. This is a big game for us. This is Steelers. It's nothing like playing the Steelers in the cold and at home in Brown Stadium or First Energy Stadium now. And it's going to be a head knocker for sure, but it's going to be a competitive game, a lot of fun, and hopefully we come out with the win. That's what we're working towards.
TJ, thank you for your time, and good luck to you this week.
Thanks.
Back to you, Vic.
Jameer, thank you. TJ Ward, thank you. And it is all about bouncing back against the Steelers. The head coach of the Browns, Rob Chizinski, addressing that today with the media. All right, well, we'll find that cut in a second. Okay, Dave DiNatale, our producer, I know will come through with that. But that was a message, his confidence level, and it's the right thing for him to say again externally, more importantly internally, and I know that's something he's been driving home with the players.
Well, and one of the people who really wants to bounce back is the quarterback, Jason Campbell, who was really hard on himself, he said, after that loss to Cincinnati.
And myself Sunday night and Monday. That game really, I really was hurt by the outcome of the game because it was a game I felt like we had a chance to win and put ourselves in a really good position. And the fact that it didn't happen, what can you do about it now? But just learn from it and move on. And just, you can sit and play the game in your head 10 times, and be like, what could you have done differently? But like I said, it's just one of those weird games. It happened, but it quickly got to be done and be put behind you. Like I said, this is a new week, a new opportunity.
That's what a 9-year veteran guy would say. That's what you want to know from a guy like that who's now, 74 starts into his career. And the head coach, I think we've got this for you now, the head coach, Rob Chizinski, talking about his confidence in Jason Campbell bouncing back as well.
Seeing him, being around him, knowing what he's made of, also in just looking at his past and all the things that he's battled back from, and he has the experience of doing that. So, again, as I've mentioned, that's what really defines quarterbacks in this league because they're going to go through some rough stretches and have some rough games.
And it is important. It's important for a quarterback like Jason Campbell, and I think, as you said, Vic, it comes a little bit from his veteran leadership to be able to bounce back from a game where he played certainly at a subpar level. And one of the questions that was really raised after that game, what were the factors, how much did the ribs play a role in his performance? And Campbell was asked if the ribs were, in fact, a big hindrance.
I don't think so. I think, like I said, it's just a matter of getting back in the rhythm. I just felt like I never got into a rhythm in the game, and we just never got ourselves going offensively, like we're used to, and we just got to get faster, doing everything a little bit faster with more sense of urgency.
if they were bothering him, I would never expect him to acknowledge it. Just the type of warrior that he is. That's Jason Campbell, and he's shown that. And it's a good thing that this team has his presence in that regard. And we talked yesterday a lot about leadership. His is a quiet form, and his is in the form of, I'll show you what I do as a player, but also especially through circumstances like these where you're hurting physically, but you push through. He pushed through in that Baltimore game, gained a lot of respect and confidence from his teammates doing that. But I think just saying what he said there, and, you know, he's not going to use that as an excuse. He's not going to lean on that as a crutch. His ribs were continually hurting him. The guy got a painkiller shot before the game. That's what happens in this game. So he would, I think, show it more than say it, and he's not going to admit anything other than that he's going to be the readiest he can be.
And he says he feels a lot better this week, which is good. And going through Jason Campbell's career, he's only thrown 3 interceptions in a game one other time. He followed that game up with 0 interceptions the following week. And in fact, in that game the following week, completed 75% of his passes. That was back in 2009 as a member of the Washington Redskins against the Carolina Panthers. And in the last 5 games in which he has thrown 2 or more interceptions, and this is covering years now because he's been in the league for a while, he has followed that performance, that multiple interception performance, up with no interceptions 4 out of those 5 times, 1 interceptions once. So he has bounced back effectively in his career. And if you were to look, you know, I think that's an important thing. It's good to know that Jason Campbell can bounce back. He has done it in the past and will need to do that this week against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, it's history tells us a story of a guy who we haven't seen have a lot of sustainable success, and those are different stops, different circumstances. But I think at this stage of his career, you define who you are. You're defined. There's unlikely to be a point at which you could say Jason Campbell now is going to reach new levels or new heights of performance. And I'm not saying it's impossible or he's incapable, and I don't mean this as a criticism. I just am giving you a stated, observable fact that if you look at this game, let's use, for example, Peyton Manning. He's at age 37 at this stage of his career and doing what he's doing at this stage, which is incredibly impressive. But that's Peyton Manning. He's been good for his entire body of work. There's never really been a time when he hasn't had a level of greatness as a quarterback. So at age 37, he's just continuing what he's done. He's kept himself certainly in good enough shape to do that. Things might be breaking down physically, playing on bad ankles, playing through different things that he's got to deal with, the shoulder surgery. But all of that said, his level as a performer has been established where it is in the stratosphere. With regard to Jason Campbell, his is modest. His is that of a guy who's probably closer to career backup than career starter, and that's why you play for different teams. That's what he was, the capacity in which he was brought to the Browns, and he has a chance to play now because of circumstance. It wasn't the plan, but it is how it is now. And how he responds to it is anyone's guess, and that's why when we go back into looking at what these remaining games will be like, how they can unfold, what we like about their matchups and so forth. And it's fun to look beyond Sunday, too, and look at what their final record might be. The Campbell factor in all of this is what has me not so sure that we're going to like what we see at the end of it, just because of what he's there. If he's able to put it all together, God bless him, and I hope that happens for the Browns' sake. But I don't know that you can count on anything else that'll lift it there. You could say, well, wait a minute, Josh Gordon, he'll do what he, and Jordan Cameron, and they'll be, yeah, okay, but the guy under center has got to deliver it.
He's got to deliver it, and I think that the good news is, like I said, when you go back through his career, in the last 5 times he's thrown multiple interceptions, he's followed that up with 0 interceptions the following game, 4 times 1 in the other game. He needs to bounce back, and it's a big game. It is the Browns-Steelers game. It is a massive rivalry, a rivalry that the Browns have quite frankly been on way too short of the side of the stick for a long time. They've only won this game twice since 2003, only 3 times since the year 2000. That is staggering when you say that out loud. My goodness.
Yeah, it hurt. It is staggering when you say it out loud. Mary Kay Cabot mentioned it out loud during her segment on this show. This is what makes rivalries. Generally,
Equality.
Equality, or there's two things in my experience. Equality is one thing, or years of futility against one team, where you look at that team as the big, bad, dominant team, and especially, in this case, it's geographical. That adds to it. In certain parts of Ohio, you get into Youngstown, where it's really Brown-Steeler territory, and you've got those battle lines drawn there, and a lot of that will come into play when we see people show up from the same households wearing Browns and Steelers garb. I've met a bunch of those people through the years, and it's fun. But anyway, it is, in this case, it's about, it goes back to the big brother thing that Rob Chudzinski brought up, or the little brother that the Browns have been trying to take out the big brother. The Steelers have been the biggest of big brothers from a statistical, historical perspective. And I remember last year, okay, they didn't have Ben Roethlisberger at quarterback here. They fumbled a bunch of times, and the Browns won that game. And it just felt good. You could say, well, yeah, that wasn't a whole Steeler team. You didn't beat Ben Roethlisberger. All the reasons that game was viewed as maybe not the best way to accept a Browns victory. You accepted it. You relished it. You hugged it. You kissed it. It was great.
You loved it.
You loved it. And because they're so damn rare.
Right. They are rare, but hopefully, as it was with the Ravens rivalry. Yeah. This is a different team. This is a different Browns team. It is a different Steelers team. Jason Campbell, though, for his part, being new to the Cleveland Browns, was asked about the rivalry and his understanding of it.
For my short time of being here, you know, you understand what this game means to the city and what it means to the fan base and, you know, what it means to the part of our season. You know, I'm pretty sure the Steelers are looking at it the same way. You know, we're both teams that are 4-6. You know, it's going to be one of those AFC North, you know, battle games. You know, it's going to be cold and, you know, so we're going to have to stay detailed and stay focused on what we want to do and, you know, just not get so caught up into everything that's going around the game, but focus on the things that we have to do.
Yeah, that is focus is the operative word, and that's exactly what this team's got to be. Gerard Cherry, speaking of focus, he's always focused. He's coming up next on this show, his regular spot here. CBD, Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, Football Wednesday, ESPN 850, WKNR. All right.